Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the soup on the floor. How can I help you?
Yeah, there has been a charge made to on my Target account that I never authorized. I never made the charge. It actually, it's dated May 1st. She said something about April 27th. So I don't know where that this charge came from.
Okay, well, just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and mailing address?
Marilyn Herman, 1973 Mango Street, Northeast, Palm Bay, Florida.
Thank you.
Some kind of sweepstakes or something?
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me one moment while it loads. So I see here, looks like the shipping was paid. It was for $7.95, and it was for the kitchen. It was for a KitchenAid. So when the $7.95 was paid for that KitchenAid, it was strictly just the shipping for it, and it was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving the $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. So
no.
The $125 gift card, that started the fee of $56.95. And so you never ordered that KitchenAid?
No.
To pay the
no.
shipping for it? And no one in your household could have done that either?
I'm the only one here.
Okay. Well, with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. As of right now, I did go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you. The credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, it's going to be 100% refund, right?
Correct.
Okay, and what was your name again?
It's Kenya, K-E-N-Y-A.
Okay. 35 days, business days?
3 to 5.
Oh, 3 to 5. Sorry. Okay, Kenya. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support and have a good one.